Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous soutenons votre proposition et nous pensons aussi que celle de la Nouvelle-Zélande est acceptable en alternative. Merci.
Thank you. Mali, Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. We can also support the proposal from New Zealand. Thank you.
Norway, that was. Thank you, Norway. Argentina, please. Argentina.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina estaría en condiciones de apoyar la propuesta realizada por Nueva Zelanda. Sin embargo, nos parece que quizás sería necesario ajustar un poco más el lenguaje a ciertos artículos o a ciertas disposiciones del acuerdo SPS para, teniendo en cuenta que se elimina la restricción, quede absolutamente en claro bajo qué condiciones se podían aceptar el comercio con productos lácteos que han sido sometidos al sistema de lactoperoxidasa. Gracias.
Thank you, delegate of Argentina. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, Switzerland supports the proposal put forward by New Zealand. And as regards your proposal, Mr. Chairman, if it's accepted, we would request that our reservations be noted.
Thank you, Switzerland. Thailand, please.
We shadowing with India and Tunisia, but if we have to compromise, we support the position of New Zealand as well.
Thank you, Thailand. Malaysia, please.
Mr. Chairman, we would prefer your proposal as the way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States would support the proposal put forward by New Zealand.
Thank you, USA. And then one observer organization, IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we have noted that there is a gap between the risk evaluation of this system and the concerns expressed. Risk evaluation has been done on the basis of the system when it used as intended. The most of the concerns expressed relates to when the system is used in a way which is not intended. And the gap that needs to be applied or used to fill in this gap is the guidelines themselves. So what we would suggest is that if the restriction is lifted in any way, we need to review the current guidelines in order to address these concerns. And I think the suggestion by New Zealand to link this further to the philosophy used in the milk code would be a good guidance when the guidelines on the use of a lactoperoxidase system is to be reviewed in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF. Ladies and gentlemen, science is important, consensus is important, and listening also very carefully to the intervention made by New Zealand, what I would propose that this year we will not arrive at a final conclusion on this issue on the use of lactoperoxidase, but I would like to see the proposal made by New Zealand written in our report, but also on a sheet of paper for further consideration in our next year's session. So halfway the meeting, I also got the impression that there was some sympathy for the proposal made by New Zealand. So we were close to a decision, but with your indulgence, for sake to be careful, and hopefully we can reach consensus, I will give that proposal a chance, but I guess then it is useful to have an opportunity to look into it again next year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my ruling. I have to close, because we have to close. There are a few. I can see the point that no, everybody is happy. But this is my ruling, that we take that opportunity to have an opportunity to understand what is proposed by New Zealand. If not, then we go back to what my original proposal was. And I hope that is acceptable. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 12 o'clock. I hand over the meeting to Vice Chair Karen to finalize the agenda on a few items and then ultimately Dr. Mosha. Thank you very much.
Thank you, delegates. Let's proceed with the very limited time we have remaining to us in this session. I would like to turn the floor initially to the Secretariat to discuss how we will handle the remaining items on our agenda, and then I will take the intervention of Cuba. Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We still have four items to go, and we have 25 minutes left. Among the four items is standing item 17, which is about the designation of countries responsible for appointing the chairperson of Codex committees and task forces. If we do not discuss this item at all the subsidiary bodies of the Codex Alimentarius Commission will lose their host government at the close of business tomorrow, and there will be no meetings that would take place until the next session of the Commission. And that would be significant impact on the Commission work. Therefore, Madam Chair, the Secretariat's proposal would be to take item 17 first and address the other items as long as time allows. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. For the sake of complete understanding, we will take item number 17, designation of host countries. We will then take item 14 and 15 largely to note them, and as time allows, we will take item 18 and the request for discussion by Colombia. If that is agreeable to the Commission, I see no flags. I will now turn to the delegation of Cuba. Cuba, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Cuba pide la palabra por dos asuntos relacionados. Primero, la forma insólita para nosotros en que terminó el debate anterior sin conclusiones, después de un debate profundo donde era evidente que había todas las posibilidades de tomar un acuerdo en relación con la eliminación de la cláusula y con una propuesta contundente y apropiada. Segundo lugar, consideramos que después de 17 años adicionar otro año es un asunto que, además de ser innecesario, compromete la ética del Códex en su incapacidad de dar respuesta a un asunto que está por demás terminado, y Cuba desea expresar su profunda insatisfacción y su reserva por la forma en que se ha tratado este tema en el periodo de sesiones. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, delegation of Cuba. Your point is noted, heard, and noted. Chile, is your comment on this system, on this question? Well, I will allow this one more comment and then no more. We must move on. Briefly, please, Chile.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Lamentablemente está usted ahora y había otro presidente en que poco pudimos hacer de la palabra, porque cada vez que comenzaba un tema nos decía, en este tema no voy a ofrecer la palabra, lo que la verdad no va con el sentido de participación que debería existir en esta comisión. Nosotros pensamos que el tema de Nueva Zelanda salió acá y no era una propuesta que había hecho el presidente. Por tanto, debía haberse llegado a una conclusión con lo que efectivamente estaba proponiendo el presidente y que tenía alguna reserva. Por tanto, nosotros, al igual que Cuba, por el procedimiento que se sigue en el Códex, por eso, por el procedimiento del Códex, tenemos la reserva al proceso que se ha seguido. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile. I will ask the Secretariat to add a comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just make to would like to make a very short observation. Of course, the time is limited, and the current codex budget does not allow for holding a commission meeting that stretch out into 2 weeks. We have to conduct all business within 1 week. This is the constraint we have. Within these constraints, it is basically up to the member states to decide how much time you want to spend on each of the agenda items. And I have observed that all the chairpersons that have handled this proceeding up until now have made their best effort to accommodate as much as possible, as long as time allows, to hold useful discussion and give all delegations opportunity to speak. And also, within this remits, it is up to the chairpersons to open the floor for comments. And once the floor is open, all delegations can speak until the list of speakers is closed. And it is again up to the chairperson to decide whether to reopen the floor. This is the basic rules governing the proceedings of intergovernmental meetings. So simply, the chairperson handles matter, but to the extent that the member states wish to conduct a business. So maybe in the future, the delegations can have a regard to that aspect of the proceedings, and the chairpersons can do as much as they can get support from the member states on the handling of the business. This is just an observation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We will note the previous reservations, comments of Cuba and Chile. And now let us move, with your indulgence, delegates, to this most important item 17, designation of host countries. Thank you, delegates. Please turn your attention to Alinorm 08319H, which lists the current chairmanship of Codex subsidiary bodies. I will read the name of the subsidiary body and the current member responsible and ask for confirmation that that member intends to continue to host that subsidiary body. First, Committee on Milk and Milk Products, New Zealand.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We can confirm that New Zealand will be happy to continue as the host government. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Committee on Cocoa Products and Chocolate, Switzerland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland confirms its will to continue hosting this this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Committee on Fats and Oils, Malaysia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia confirms taking on the chair of this Fats and Oils for the first time. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia, and congratulations. Committee on Sugars is adjourned sine die. There is presently no host country.
I'm sorry.
United Kingdom. United Kingdom remains. It has offered. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The situation is as last year. The United Kingdom is host of a committee adjourned sine die. We will continue to transact any remaining business, like electronically and so on, but we've announced and advertised that we have no wish to host a further committee meeting if sufficient business arises. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Food additives, China. Thank you, China. Contaminants in foods, the Netherlands.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll be happy to host another meeting of the Contaminants in Food Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Netherlands, Food Hygiene, United States of America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States confirms its willingness to host that committee.
Thank you. United States, Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, United States of America.
Again, we confirm our willingness to continue hosting this committee.
Thank you. United States, Food Labeling, Canada.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Canada confirms it would be pleased to continue hosting this committee.
Thank you, Canada. Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, Hungary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hungary is confirming hosting the next meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Hungary. Committee on General Principles, France.
Nous continuons, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, France. Committee on Pesticide Residues, China. Thank you, China. Committee on Natural Mineral Waters, Switzerland, now under the status Sine Die, adjourned Sine Die.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland is willing to continue hosting this committee, which is now adjourned Sine Die. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, Germany.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We confirm hosting the committee in future. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. Fish and Fishery Products, Norway.
Thank you, Chair. Norway confirms its willingness to host this committee.
Thank you, Norway. Meat Hygiene, New Zealand, currently adjourned Sine Die.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, we are happy to continue as host government of this committee. At the moment, it is adjourned Sine Die, but should it reactivate, we'll be happy to take up work again. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Committee on Vegetable Proteins, Canada, adjourned Sine Die.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Canada is willing to continue hosting this committee.
Thank you, Canada. Committee on Cereals, Pulses, and Legumes, United States of America, adjourned Sine Die.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States will continue to host this as long as it is adjourned Sine Die.
Noted, United States. Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods, United States of America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would be happy to continue hosting this committee.
Thank you, United States. Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, Mexico.
Gracias, señora presidenta. México reafirma su compromiso de seguir presidiendo este grupo.
Thank you, Mexico. Committee on Food Import and Export Certification and Inspection Systems, Australia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia confirms its willingness to continue chairing. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Thank you, delegates. I would like to take the next two items, our task forces, intergovernmental task forces, slightly out of order. Because they have largely completed their work, the Ad Hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on Foods Derived from Biotechnology. Japan, would you like to make a comment, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Commission in this session adopted the three documents submitted by the task force. Japan, as a host country of this task force, understands that the task force has already completed the work plan. Though 1 year is still left in terms of the given time frame, there is no need to nominate the chair of the task force for another term. Japan really appreciates the strong efforts made by the member countries, observers, and FAO and WHO for the completion of this work. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Japan. The entire family of the Codex Alimentarius Commission congratulates Japan on the good work of this task force. And I invite the Commission to dissolve this task force. I see no flags. The task force is dissolved. Let's turn next to the Ad Hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on the Processing and Handling of Quick Frozen Foods and Thailand. Do you have comments? You have completed the work of this task force.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand has completed the task SI2 with a very good cooperation from member country and also supported by Codex Secretariat and of course US. So the lifespan of this task force will be ended this week, and would like to thank you all for this completeness of the task. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I think you can receive the thanks of the entire commission for your excellent handling of this task force, and we commend you for your work, and I recommend to the commission that this task force be dissolved. I see no flags. We will dissolve this task force. I will next turn to the Ad Hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance, which is hosted by the Republic of Korea. Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would be happy to continue hosting the second round of this task force. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Delegates, the next considerations before us are the various coordinating committees for Europe, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean, Asia, North America, and Southwest Pacific, and the Near East. We can consider these en bloc and accept their continuation for the coming year. I see no flags. Thank you very much. Thank you, delegates. The next item we will take up is item 14 regarding the FAO-WHO Trust Fund. I note, especially in view of the extremely limited time remaining, that there will be a session, a meeting in this room at 2:30 today for 2 hours, at which I suggest any questions that have not been raised or resolved in the previous discussions this week could be taken up. Can the committee agree with this recommendation? Thank you. I see no flags. Let's turn next then to item number 15, which is really a discussion in four parts as it was originally designed. Yes, this discussion, as I said, should have taken place in four parts. These are important briefings and updates, but in view of the lack of time, I suggest we defer for discussion of this item until next year. I am sorry about that, but I think we have little choice. Very quickly, FAO, please.
Madam Chair, solo para recordar... que en virtud de la importancia que tiene este tema de asesoramiento científico y capacitación, tenemos un side event programado el día de hoy a las 4:30 de la tarde en esta sala para aquellos delegados que pudieran ser. Pero sí me gustaría insistir en este punto, que una de las de los criterios utilizados por la FAO y la OMS para otorgar y continuar otorgando un apoyo a los trabajos de asesoría científica es no solo el número de reuniones que podemos organizar en virtud de la demanda, sino también el uso de la asesoría científica que los comités y la comisión dan a este respecto. Y es importante que esto quede en actas. Es no solamente satisfacer el número de reuniones, sino también el uso que se da a esto. Esto es muy importante y se discutirá también esta tarde. Gracias.
Thank you, FAO. Delegates, I haven't really opened the floor for comments from the floor. I would just allow a short commentary from FAO and WHO. If I take comments from the floor, we will not have time to consider under other business the concerns raised earlier by Colombia, and I would like to allow time for that. I hope you can understand Paraguay. WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to mention, since it's not in the official document, it's only been handed in as a conference paper, that there have been two scientific updates worth of notes for this commission, and one is on carbohydrates with reference to terminology, classification, measurement, physiology, glycemic index and glycemic load, jointly held by FAO and WHO, and one on trans fatty acids, also on the health effects of the coronary heart disease effects of replacing partially hydrogenated fats and vegetable oils with other fats and oils. And I would like to announce that a full joint FAO-WHO expert consultation has been convened on fats and fatty acids in human nutrition in November in 2008. A series of other possible consultations will be presented this afternoon. Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, please, just a quick clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The document to which the representative of WHO referred is Alinom 08/31/9G, Addendum 2. It is not conference room document. It's an official document. Unfortunately, the English version was made available last week. Although the Commission is completing its business this week, given the status of this document, which is an official working document, we will translate in other languages and distribute accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates, and thank you again, Paraguay, for understanding. We will turn to other business, agenda item 18. I will ask the Secretary to introduce it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I address us, Madam Chair, my apologies. This is another form of automatism. Madam Chair, before I address quickly the question and very important issue raised by Colombia, let me turn to the last item under other business, which is the tentative dates and venue for the next session of the Commission. The 32nd session is tentatively scheduled to take place from 29th of June through 4th of July 2009, which will be a Saturday, on the premises of FAO headquarters in Rome. And this meeting will be preceded by the 62nd session of the Executive Committee. Madam Chair, very quickly replying and trying to bring some elements of reflection to the issue raised by Colombia, which was to know why we cannot distribute all documents, all codex documents in all language at the same time. One of the factors that may have had a negative impact in terms of the timely distribution of documents is the annual session of the Commission and the increasing number of codex sessions. We have codex sessions in the number of some 40 over 2 years and some 20 on a yearly basis. And some of the committee meetings will meet until, even if it is the case for this year, towards the end of May. And simply, there is no time for us to prepare documentation for the Commission meeting in July in time in all languages. One possibility to redress this problem is to hold no codex meetings in April and May so that the last codex committee meeting in the cycle would meet in the last week of March. That could be a CCFL in a very fresh Ottawa, environment, or it could be other committee, but this general principle, general subject committee, which has the competence to endorse certain provisions coming from other committee, needs to meet towards the end of the meeting cycle. So those committees may need to place in February and in March to evacuate April and May, which would give us ample time to prepare all documents for the Commission in time and in all languages. It would mean that we do not have sufficient number of weeks available between October and March, and thus it would point to a need to significantly reduce the number of Codex meetings or Codex committees. And we also note that CCPR is working in tandem with JMPR. And if CCPR is to move from April to March or even to February, we need to completely change the meeting schedule of JMPR. And this also applies to the scheduling of JECFA, but I would not go into details for the session schedule of FAO-WHO meetings. In this situation, the annual session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission would be no more tenable. We would be obliged to go back to the biennial session of the Commission. That would allow us to schedule some other extra committee sessions in April, May, June period of the year when the Commission does not meet. And this is the only way to accommodate the number of Codex activities currently ongoing. Madam Chair, this is my reflection in respect of the intervention, very important remark made by Colombia. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. In order to continue this discussion and bring it to an end, I would hope we could have an additional 10 minutes from the interpreters if they can agree to that. The interpreters have graciously agreed to do so, and I thank you. We all thank you very much. I would like now to turn the floor to Colombia and ask for your response in consideration of the remarks just made by the Secretary. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En primer lugar, celebro el interés manifestado por usted en tratar este tema. Pero primero quiero referirme con relación al tema planteado por Colombia, al objetivo número 5 del plan estratégico. Dice promover la participación efectiva del mayor número posible de miembros. En segundo lugar, al artículo 14 del estatuto, de la Comisión del Codex en cuanto a los idiomas. Aparentemente allí yo no veo la preponderancia de un idioma sobre otro. En tercer lugar, a la manifestación en esta sesión de la Comisión relacionada con la preocupación de algunos países sobre los idiomas de trabajo de los grupos por correo electrónico. Ya se están sumando otros países a la preocupación del tratamiento idiomático en las sesiones de la Comisión y de los grupos de trabajo. Cuando vengo aquí, yo no estoy respondiendo solamente a los intereses públicos a los que represento, sino también a todas las partes interesadas. En mi país, como en diferentes países, no solamente esperan los documentos en los idiomas en los cuales se pueda trabajar, sino también los productores quieren tener esos documentos para aplicar las decisiones que ha tomado la Comisión del COES. En ese sentido, y a pesar de las observaciones de la Secretaría, yo pienso que no estamos aquí tratando de que se suspenda la celebración de las últimas reuniones que aparecen en calendario, sino que cuando hay publicaciones que se dé tratamiento similar, no digo para español solamente, en todos los idiomas, y que los documentos sean oportunamente traducidos y que se transmitan en forma oportuna y simultánea. Es así como no solamente nosotros podemos participar más activamente fuera del fondo fiduciario, que quieren al final soslayar la participación de los países en vías de desarrollo con recursos en efectivo. No, la participación se va a lograr si tenemos una información simétrica y oportuna de todos los temas que se tratan en la comisión. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Your comments are completely reasonable and sound, and they are reflected and echoed in other comments that we have heard during the course of this session. It is also true that there are, at the present time, constraints that limit our apparent flexibility at this moment to more satisfactorily address the concerns that you've expressed, indeed, for all languages and translation for all languages. What I would like to propose is that in the spirit of discussions over the last several days, that we ask the Executive Committee to have a look at this issue. It is completely within the remit of the Executive Committee's concerns and responsibilities with respect to efficient and, in fact, improving the efficiency of management of the work of this Commission, and ask that Executive Committee to look at the current system and perhaps more creative options for improving the situation with respect to translation and availability of documents. At this present moment, however, there are no solutions to offer you, but we take your comments as an urging towards a solution as soon as possible. Thank you, Colombia. Chile, please. On the same point.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Me da la impresión de que la Secretaría malinterpretó la solicitud de Colombia, puesto que se circunscribió solamente a la reunión de la Comisión del Códex Alimentarius. Yo creo que la ponencia de Colombia abarca todos los comités, y cada una de las reuniones en las que estamos participando. No solo participamos en la reunión de la Comisión del Códex, de manera que sería bueno entender que se abarca todo ese otro ámbito. Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you, Chile. The Secretariat's comment may have referred more specifically to the Commission, but it is true that the same, even more broadly, those same problems face all committees. And it is, that should be the concern of the Executive Committee. It is an even bigger problem, as you, I'm sure, are aware. Again, there are no solutions to talk about at this present moment, but you have the commitment, my commitment, our commitment, and I'm sure the Executive Committee's commitment to look hard for solutions. Thank you, Chile. Argentina, do you have a different point to make on this score? Because we are losing our interpretation in a moment. If it's the same point, could I ask you to withdraw? Or is it a different point? Okay. Thank you very much, Argentina. Thank you very much, delegates, for your perseverance and for your patience and understanding. We have a long road ahead of us, and we'll work together for solutions, but it's not going to be easy. I will turn the floor to the Secretary to talk about our next order of business, which will be final adoption of this report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The adoption of report will start on Friday, tomorrow, at 2 p.m. Draft reports will be available 1 hour before, at 1 p.m. All languages at the same time. At least this is our objective. and we will make our best effort to deliver this. The afternoon session tomorrow will have 3 hours of interpretation, 3 hours of interpretation. And if the meeting is not successful to complete its business at 5 o'clock, we shall discuss the solution at that moment. But the Commission is encouraged to adopt the report, if possible, within 3 hours. I would like to draw the attention of delegates again to document INF 11 that provides venues and timing of various side events, starting with the one on trust fund here in this plenary room at 2:30. Unfortunately, because of budgetary constraints of the parent organizations, we are not able to provide simultaneous interpretation, but I'm sure that Top Table will do their best to accommodate the need of those delegations who want to intervene in other languages than English. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Madam Chair, I am now informed that WHO's Secretariat for the Codex Trust Fund has made separate arrangement for interpretation, of which I was not aware, and I will announce in a few seconds what languages will be available for this purpose. In the meantime, I'd like to draw the attention of all delegations that you should be there tomorrow afternoon so that we can adopt the report with the full participation of the membership. And the Codex chairpersons and their alternate are kindly invited to approach Tom Hyland immediately after the closure of this session to get some document to read.
On a slightly lighter note, delegates, the United States, as you may recall, frequently gives a small gift in honor of our Independence Day, United States Independence Day. That gift will be available to those who appear to take part in final adoption of the report. You may think of it as a bribe. I think of it as a gift.
Madam Chair, excellent measure to enhance participation. English, French, and Spanish will be the languages of the informal meeting on Codex Trust Fund. Interpretation will be available from 2:30 to 4:30. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. This meeting is now recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m. The report available at 1 p.m. The adoption begins at 2 p.m., as does distribution of the Independence Day gift. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.